Were you surprised at your Lions' ability to generate as much offensively as you were able to against a team like St. Louis?
I don't know if surprised is the right word. I mean, we've been going pretty well. They are extremely difficult team to play against to get any kind of space out there. So I think it's just the way we've been going, the way we've been skating. More importantly, using our legs, not necessarily cheating for offense. I think we've been playing the game the right way, and we've just been rewarded with some bounces. So. Like I said, that's a team that you got to fight for every single inch, and I think that's just pretty much what we've done.
Paul's been talking about the way that Blake's speed seems to bring speed out of Mark. What do you see in terms of how you fit in and make that line successful?
Yeah, I think all three of us, have the wheels to make things happen out there. I think. Obviously Blake's got he's known for that speed, and Scheif's a great skater in his own right too. So I think when we are moving our feet, when we are skating and creating plays off the rush, and then also below the dots, making sure that we're always keeping our feet moving, I think we can be definitely dangerous getting the cycles going. So I think I'd have to agree with that.
Coming out of a game like last night's game, where there are chances at both ends and great saves and things could go either way, obviously there's a confidence that comes from it, but is there also a sort of a humility in knowing that a game like that can go one way or the other when you're playing well against a good team?
Yeah, for sure. We'll take anything we can get right now. I mean, we're hungry for points. We're desperate for this playoff push. So when it's against a team like St. Louis, who's one of the best teams in the league, that only adds to the confidence and builds to the belief that we already have in here. That we're a playoff team, and when we're coming, and we're going to keep this thing rolling as long as we can.
Washington a team that's maybe more like St. Louis than they used to be, the way that they've played this season?
Yeah, I think the coaching change there. I know Barry Trotz has brought in a lot of structure there, and they play a hard game. They play a heavy game. They also have the skill up front to make you pay for your mistakes. So last time we played against them, discipline was a little bit of an issue for us. So we're going to make sure that we're focused on keeping this thing 5-on-5 as much as we can, and taking the time and space away from not only their skilled forwards, but also getting on their D. Because that's pretty much been the recipe for success for us, is coming out with a high level of intensity and dictating the pace of play right away.
Something else Paul has suggested is that since you've joined this team, you came in, you knew a couple guys in the room, but that maybe you've been reinvigorated since you've come to Winnipeg. Do you feel that way?
Well, losing isn't fun for anybody, and unfortunately, the way things have been going the last couple of years in Buffalo, it just hasn't worked out, and I feel for those guys that are there right now, that what they're going through, and that organization. But more importantly, the fans too. I mean, they deserve a winner there, just as much as anybody. And I know they'll turn things around there there soon. That fan base there, they're hungry for a winner as well. So. Being a part of that the last couple of years, though, individually, and I'm sure Tyler will tell you the same thing, it is draining, losing so much and consistently, that when you get a chance to be a part of a team and a playoff push and get back in the hunt again, it definitely, it's a shot in the arm. And, not only that, but being placed in this kind of dressing room with the group that we have, makes things even better. And, I mean, last night was a perfect example. I mean, look at the, how... the crazy the fans are here, and how how excited they are as well. So we feed off that momentum, and myself personally, I mean, that's that's why you play.
How do you explain your personal production of late?
Line mates, those guys have been going real well. I think together as a group, we're able to make some plays out there, and like I said earlier, use our speed, use our skill to be consistent threats on a nightly basis. And we've had some shifts where we're controlling the puck, and we could probably end up cycling for quite a while, but we're trying to get more pucks to the net, we're trying to get more bodies in front of the net, and that's just worked out for us the last few games. So we have capitalized on some turnovers, kind of a counterattack. So I think that's another area that we're pretty strong at. So we're just going to try and keep this thing rolling. But any individual success I have, I give credit to Blake and Scheif, and then whoever. I mean, the lines have been juggled because of the injuries, but more recently, that line, you know, we've seemed to have some success, and definitely give credit to those guys.
So what happens with this team when everybody gets healthy?
Well, that's we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. For now, we're focused on putting forward the best effort that we can tomorrow. So, we'll let that figure itself out.
Drew, can you talk about the transition for you off the ice with your family and all that? How's that been?
It's been great. I mean, it has been some bit of a challenge, but at the same time, numerous guys have gone through this before, guys that have gotten traded, and for myself, after being in one place for such a long time, that was a little difficult leaving, especially, with the memories I had in Buffalo. Like I said earlier, playing in front of that fan base, we had some successful teams, and my family, we were there for quite a while. So picking up and moving, it was bittersweet because obviously leaving a place like that, but at the same time, we were losing a lot. We weren't too successful the last couple of years. So to be a part of playoff hunt here, that helps everything. And then, like I said, I can't say enough about how the Winnipeg Jets, the organization, has treated myself and my family in this transition, and they've made things as easy as it can be with the move and packing up, and it's definitely made things easier as far as myself to be able to focus on coming to the rink and doing my job and performing and helping this team win. That the Jets organization has made things easy that way.
Have you got your wife and your baby here with you?
Yep. They came up after that road trip, so they were able to make it up, and they're here. So life is good.
Has she noticed your rebirth, hockey wise, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, I guess, it's like I said, it's winning helps everything. When you're losing is never fun. So like I said, being a part of this organization, being a part of this group, the group of guys in here, and having the support of from ownership all the way down through management and the coaching staff, they've helped myself and my family tremendously so far in this transition. So it's all good now. I'm just trying to keep this thing rolling.
Do you think beyond this season and whether you'd like to stay?
I mean, it's the reality of the situation. My contract's up, but so far it's been an unbelievable experience here. And as far as the future, I'm more focused on performing at the level I need to perform to help this team win and push the boys in the playoffs here. So whatever will happen after that, the rest will take care of itself. So that's what I'm pretty much focused on right now.